Hello.
Hello, world.
Hello, universe. When you hear that music, time to connect the dots. Hey, you. Hey, if you weren't dancing, what is your problem? You know, I can understand if you're a worm and don't have any legs, but do worms dance? Who the hell knows? I know this, if I was a worm, I'd try to dance, that's for sure. I'm not, I'm human. You man, you woman. How come we can't call us you woman? We call ourselves you man. I don't know. There's somebody who'll take that one and go with it. But hey, there's a full moon out tonight. Or, you know, just around the horizon. Look up in the sky. It might be there right now. Hey, do you know that the sun revolves around the earth? Well, they thought that for a long, long time. What about the moon? Oh, well, yeah, the moon does revolve around the earth. Duh. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. You heard the music interlude. And let me tell you, I can't wait myself to next week, because it's going to be the start of something new that I call video radio. That's right. Just when you thought everything had been invented, no. It's going to be reinvented again. Something new called video radio. I call it video radio. Hey, you're going to be able to see video behind my show. That's right. There's a new feature coming on with my show next week, where throughout the whole show, if you just make the correct click on the BBS radio network, where I believe they have an icon with of a TV with antennas coming out the top, something like that, you will be able to listen to my show, which this is a live show, by the way. It's a live call-in radio show. Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. And there'll be video going on behind what I'm saying. Imagine that. You don't have to just listen to what I'm saying. Now you can look at what I'm saying. And it's not going to be that boring stuff. I would not be so egotistic to sit in front of a camera and think that people are going to be amused at looking at me for 1 hour. That's the old-fashioned way of doing things. Well, this is BBS Radio, and we're groundbreakers. We cut a new path through the woods here at BBS Radio. And in my show, Connect the Dots. Connect the Dots. Well, you'll be able to connect the dots much better when you're watching my show with video behind it. That's right. And I claim to be one of the best video producers in all of the world. That's right. I have the creative ability to put together video that surpasses anything any of other video producers put together. Hey, I'm serious about what I'm saying here. If you don't think I'm good at putting together video, you haven't watched any of my YouTubes. I got 25 YouTubes up there. Hey, go to YouTube. The most recent one is called Break the Ice. Now, it's got nothing to do with that Hottie's record called Break the Ice. You know her name. Whatever. And my tune was written before her turn, and it's called Break the Ice. But, as I tell everyone, the easiest way until you, get involved with video radio, because this is the last show I'm doing that's only radio, and starting next week, Same time, same network, same radio station, BBS Radio. Connect the Dots. That's the name of my show. It's going to have video behind my radio talking. All you have to do is make the proper click on BBS Radio, the internet. That's right. Hey, this is internet radio, just in case you didn't realize. Most of you know that already, but when you, you know, get on your computer, you punch in BBS Radio, BBS, and then you punch in BBS Radio Station 1, you'll see a couple of icons there. Well, you want to punch on the one, you know, there's one that says radio, and there's also one that has a little icon of a TV there. Well, kind of that's the direction you want to hit to if you want the video. And I assure you that next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, that my show will have one of the most entertaining bits of video behind every word I speak. And that is the future. The future is video radio. And it's happening here on BBS Radio. And it's going to be happening starting next week on my show, Connect the Dots. Meanwhile, you know, the newscasters, sometimes, I'm sure we've all heard it before, and some of us probably agree with this 100%, that the only thing that we can trust mainstream media on is the weather. Well, let me tell you, they screwed up on Friday, yesterday. They sure did. Mm-hmm. Yep. The weather boys, weather girls, weather clones, weather puppets, whatever you want to call them, weather teleprompter readers, said in the New York City area, where I am, it was going to be rain and not a drop fell in my neighborhood. And I'm a New York City resident. I couldn't believe it. How could you be so wrong? For days you're saying it's going to be rain, and not a drop fell, you know? I mean, how could you, you know, what if you're not good for the weather, what the hell are you good for? But so much for that. Hey, mainstream media, you know, they are shooting themselves in the foot every day. They don't want to admit they made a mistake. They don't want to admit they've been found out for promoting lies. That's right, lies. You know, the whole last year with the stupid COVID restrictions. You know, the human race has played along with you guys, you know, this long enough. You know, I don't know what to think. You know, we have to wonder, is every politician in the world that friggin' stupid to be to put us all in lockdown, to give orders to promote this insanity, what's going on with this COVID? Something no better than a cold. I don't want to hear about somebody you knew that died. People are dying every second as I'm talking right now. It's been going on like that for hundreds of thousands of years, if not longer. You know, it's people, this COVID is no worse than a cold. It should be called a cold vid, if you want to call it a vid. But the cold vid. In fact, hey, I'm on Twitter. I may start using that word instead of COVID. I'm going to call it a cold vid because it's no worse than a cold. You know, my whole life, listen. You know, I grew up, hey, I caught a cold here and there. Other people caught colds. We all knew that if you call somebody, there's a new strain, a cold, what they're calling a variant now. It's a new strain of cold, okay? Everybody catches it. You have it, you get rid of it, and you move on. And that's exactly where we're at with this. You know, the whole thing has been a sham. The whole thing has been a sham to put fear in people's hearts. And you know, what an unbelievable plot has been involved, has this whole damn thing been? And the whole idea was to put fear in the hearts of unsuspecting sheeple, as they're called, and people that, you know, have no backbone and are willing to listen to the call of anybody lead them to the slaughter. And the call of anybody happens to be mainstream media. And they've been lying to you for over a year now. Everything they said to you, investigative, independent thinking people on a personal level have found out the truth, and they've tweeted it out there on Twitter. You know? Hey, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Tom Edison Prez. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N-P-R-E-Z. That's my, you know, handle there on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez. And I claim that to be talking some of the most intelligent things out there. And I follow intelligent people on Twitter, too. Yeah, that's right. I follow a good number of starseeds and other representatives of the Galactic Federation of Light. If you haven't heard about it, you need to start hearing about it, because they're coming, they're going to land on our planet. They've been talking about this for several years now. You'll never hear this story on mainstream media, except when they finally take over mainstream media, because that's what is going to happen. There's this thing coming up. It's called the event. It has to happen before 2025 for celestial reasons, you know, involving the synchronicity of the orbits of the planets, of the solar systems, of the galaxies around of the universe, our universe. You know, there's more than one universe, but for practical purposes, when we say the universe, we're talking about our universe, you know, as far as the Hubble telescope can see. But every creator god has their own universe, and there's thousands of creator gods. go Google it, but that won't help you any. But hey, you can call on your radio show. You want a personal explanation? I'll tell you exactly who the creator gods are. Those creations from the single source, Trinity source, the single source that became the Trinity source, which is the real God, the source of all there is, all that is. Yeah, the source of all that is, personally known as the Heavenly Father, created the Trinity by which he operates with and created the rest. And one of the spiritual creations were the creator gods. Hey, you're hearing this first on BBS Radio. You're hearing this first on Connect the Dots Radio, because nobody else is willing to talk about it. You know, besides that, there are too many people, you know, too many of these radio hosts, they're just ignorant. What can I tell you? You know, world is ignorant. I mean, everybody should know about the fifth apocalypse revelation, but how many people do? Oh, well, hey, there's a full moon out tonight. Go out and howl with the full moon. I almost want to howl right now, but no, I'm not going to do it. Maybe next full moon I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a drink of water. Nothing like good water. And boy, I can't wait till next week, because I know some of you are going to be clicking on the video version of Connect the Dots. And as I'm speaking, you'll be watching one of the most interesting videos you've ever seen in your whole life. That's right. And it'll be a new experience, listening to radio with video. I call it video radio. You might call it the same thing, too. Tune in next week for video radio. That's right, right here on Connect the Dots. Hey. Is the world ever going to wake up? Apparently, they will. When? like in a science fiction movie, on one day in the near future, it's going to happen. All the networks are going to be broken into. You're going to hear, and then the next thing you're going to hear is, people of Earth, we are the Galactic Federation. We will land on your world tomorrow. It'll go something like that. And some people will be shocked. Other people will be joyfully happy, because when that finally happens, that will be the end of tyranny on planet Earth. Right now, all the countries in the world have become tyrannical. Hey, I'm talking to you from the United States, but we have our percentage of tyrannical. It has nothing to do with Tyrannosaurus Rex, the dinosaur, but tyrannical tyrants. All the government people have been turned into tyrants. You know, I mean, this is all happened in 1 year, you know. That practically happened it overnight. And they're ignorant tyrants, too. Oh, totally stupid. You know, all these lockdowns. Lockdowns are the stupidest thing ever invented, except for those who want to, for communists and tyrants that want to control the world. They want to lock everybody down. Sure, they want to turn your home into your jail cell, and they want to continue this arrangement they created. So stop being sheeple. You know, the only reason they got this far is because you, the average person, has been too cooperative with a bunch of insane asylum maniacs, psychopaths that have gained control of every government in the world. And they've all sold out. All it takes is money. Is that really that easy? You know, some of them probably being blackmailed to do things maybe they don't want to do, but most of it's bribe-taking. It's money. That's what you think people become politicians for, to make money. They don't give a crap about doing what's right for the public. Really, most of them don't. Especially the higher up you go, higher up the ladder you go, leader of a country, oh, they are clones. They are traitors to the human race. They are gravy train riders that once they get the bribe money and get the enough bribe money to buy themselves a ticket to get on the gravy train, they never want to get off that gravy train. You know, there's a band called Pink Floyd sang about it, riding the gravy train, one of their famous lines. And they were coining a phrase there because that's what it is. And like a perfect example, I don't know whether you're from Great Britain or not, you know, United Kingdom, otherwise known as the UK. Well, that used to be thought of as a democratic country, a democracy, an ethical place. Come on, hey, back in the 60s, the British people conquered the world with music, the Beatles, the British Invasion. They took the world by storm musically and conquered it. That's right. Not a soul was hurt. But they brought love into the hearts of everyone. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. But now, if you look at what's going on in the UK, United Kingdom, they are worse than the communists. They got their people in lockdowns. All their news media is propaganda. They want to force vaccines into every living soul in the United Kingdom. That's right, because the vaccines are being used to poison people, to kill people. Some people will die already. Yeah, you'll never hear this on mainstream media, but thousands of people have died already. Hundreds of thousands of people have had adverse reactions. No, the vaccines are a failure. They're dangerous. They're harmful. They're deadly. Meanwhile, you have like health commissioners from big cities, health commissioners of nations, getting on the telly, the TV, getting on the boob tube, and telling you, oh, the vaccines are safe. These people are lying through their friggin' teeth. How can these idiots, they don't even know how to make one correct decision, let alone be able to guarantee you that a vaccine is safe? They didn't work on the vaccine personally. They didn't manufacture the vaccine personally. How the hell can they tell you? They want you to stick a needle of some questionable crap into your body. Your body is your temple. Nobody should ever volunteer to have someone, a stranger, stick a needle into your arm. Who's sticking the needle in your arm? Strangers. Doctors, you don't know these people. They don't know what the hell they're sticking into you. All they are doing is a bunch of order-following zombies willing to participate in the destruction of the human race. That's what this is all about. You know, read the Georgia Stones. Educate yourself. Look up Agenda 21 by the New World Order and then Agenda 30. Look at all these bad things they've had up. Look up the Rockefellers. Look up the 1918 pandemic and the new research on it, which says it was the vaccines that created the pandemic, you know, made it so bad. The Spanish flu and all that. Yeah, sure. They didn't really have good medicine to take care of that, and that's how Big Pharma got their foot in the door, you know? Vaccines are bad science. I hate to shatter your ego, but vaccines are bad science. If you had a real understanding, you so-called scientists, you so-called doctors, if you had a real understanding of how to keep a human body healthy, you would have no part with vaccines. Stop trying to play God. You know, there's on Twitter, there's somebody I follow. They have a good name for it. They call it the Franken-zine, the Franken vaccine, as in Frankenstein vaccine. Because that's one of the key points, if you ever watch the movie Frankenstein, is trying to play God, trying to take a dead body and put spark of life back to you. And he thinks he can do it by catching a lightning bolt. You know, actually, because he was ignorant, you know? And ignorant doctors got, they're Franken doctors. I mean, they are whacked out doctors. They're psychopaths. They're mad scientists. You know, here's the truth. If somebody goes to med school, you know, medical school, to get a degree so they can be a so-called professional medicine person, they learn in medical school, 4-year college, 8-year college, whatever, they learn about pharmaceutical medicine, using pharmaceutical concoctions. It's not medicine. Nothing made by the pharmaceutical companies is we can really call medicine. They're concoctions, you know, copies of real cures, something they can artificially manufacture and sell it to you as if it's something helpful. And if you happen, you know, we'll occasionally watch the TV. I recommend that you don't, but we all do it, you know, because it didn't used to be that bad, but it's really bad now. Over half the commercials, I do it because I want to see what my enemy, the TV broadcasters are our enemies right now, just as our governments are our enemies. So I want to, you know, I want to watch some of the shows to see what the enemies are up to. And all TV programming is owned by 6 people. And the commercials are, well, if you've got the money to pay for your commercial, and who has money to burn? Well, the pharmaceutical companies. That's why they have over half the commercials there on BoobTube TV, you know, regular TV. Because, and what are they advertising? They're advertising all these fake products, you know, where the side effects are worse than what you're trying to cure. So what's the point of it? You know, they even tell you at the end. So how freaking stupid are you to even try one of these products? And who do they tell you to ask for some confirmation of what they're trying to tell you? The doctors. The doctors, the people they brainwashed in med school and taught them there was no way to deal with any problem except with pharmaceutical medicine. And as I've mentioned before, I know people who are they earn livings working as pharmaceutical salespeople. And what the pharmaceutical salesperson does He has his appointment set up for him by the appointment setters, and all the appointments are with the doctors. And that's what a pharmaceutical salesman does. He goes every day, he goes out and visits doctor's office. And what the how does he sell things to the doctors that promote the products for you? He bargains down their demands. They want perks for representing companies. So his job is to chew down, as the saying goes, the doctor's requests for all free kinds of freebies, you know. And then they come to some agreement, and then the doctor says, okay, I'll promote your products because you're willing to give me, you know, you're willing to give me enough bribe money or bribe perks for me to promote your products. So when you, the unsuspecting person, go to the doctor's office, hey, this is how it is. This isn't made up. This is how it really works. And you go in and you tell the doctors your problem there. He's sitting in his white smock and he's listening to you. And, oh, doc, this, I got my ailing this, I'm ailing that, my feet are hurting me, my back is hurting me, blah, 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 blah. He looks in his book of recommendations and he goes, oh, the Pfizer company, they have a product right for you. They don't tell you, mention who they're promoting, but he writes you out, I'll write you out a prescription for this, a product manufactured by the pharmaceutical company that bribes me, and of which I get a kickback in, and when you go to the pharmacy and buy this. So that's what they write you a prescription now for, something that might alleviate some of the symptoms of your problems. It's not going to cure your symptoms. It'll alleviate the symptoms, but it won't cure the problem. This is what health medicine has gotten, so-called health medicine. So when you go to the doctors, you're going to the salesman's office, really. And he'll play the role pretending he's a doctor who really knows about medicine. And no, he doesn't have to. Hey, come on. To play the role of the doctor today, all I have to do is make a deal with one of the pharmaceutical companies, have their catalog of things and what the relation to is, and while you're talking there, sitting on across my desk office from me, telling me about your problems, I'll be looking up on the screen. Yeah, you got a headache, you got this, okay. And then on my screen, the company, pharmaceutical company I'm working with, will have a product that will help alleviate the symptoms. It won't even deal with the problem. And I said, oh, yeah, you know what, I'm going to write you a prescription for this. I don't need a degree. I don't need to have wasted my 8 years of my life going to college for this. All I need is a computer screen that's going to tell me, connect me with a product that can help with your symptoms, to alleviate your symptoms. It won't cure you, you know? And this is how the game is played out today. So understand that. You know, as the joke goes, God is operating out of a hospital. Got that? God is operating out of a hospital. That's the joke. That's what people think. They think that the doctors are like gods. I can go there. The doctor's going to fix me up. Hey, doctors are good for some things. So, you know, if you got shot up in a protest by the police, or you were a policeman and got shot up in the protest trying to hold the people back, or whoever got shot up, yeah, the doctors know how to take the bullets out and sew you up and put you back together. Yeah, they're good for that. You know, the old TV show called MASH, you know, it's almost, it almost came full circle, and it's like up to date right now, because in MASH, all the doctors, when they're in the operating room, are wearing masks. Is that so 21st century, isn't it? You know, that was a thing from the last century. I don't know, 50 years ago or something. It was a TV sitcom in America about doctors operating in the Korean War, American doctors operating in the Korean War. And a good portion of the show, they're in the operating room up there, putting together the people, got blown apart, shot up, taking the shrapnel out and sewing the people up, and they're all wearing masks. How 21st century is that? And yeah, the human race has again been subdivided. You know, if there wasn't enough dividing people by color and race, now we're dividing people by mask or no mask. There's the maskers and there's the no maskers, and the new version, the double maskers. I see a few of them. How dumb are people, you know? First, you got it. This is it. I mean, this is how it went. You know, about a little over a year ago, government leaders and so-called fake scientists, propaganda scientists paid big money by the pharmaceutical companies were out there telling you that masks will help spread this new contagious virus that is now a pandemic. It's not a pandemic, it's just a cold. You know, that a new strain of cold, that's why everybody started catching it. And then they tried to, we didn't know what they were doing in the beginning, but we found out even less than a year's time, we found out they were manipulating the facts and figures. They were paying money to doctors and hospitals to label every death, every sickness as related to this COVID-19, something that people have challenged that you haven't even really identified it, but you're calling it that, and you've conjured up a boogeyman. That's right, as the saying goes. You've conjured up a make-believe devil, and you and partners with mainstream media, the TV shows, the puppet reading anchors, the puppet the teleprompter reading TV anchors, you know, they're all reading off the same script. Yeah, there's a new boogeyman in town. It's called COVID. Yeah, worse than the Black Plague. Yeah. But if you look around, if it wasn't for mainstream media, nobody would even know anything's going around. No one would even realize anything's happening. I don't see people walking around dropping dead in the street. I don't see people even coughing. In fact, there's less people coughing now than there ever was. Yep. But somehow, I got the fake test, the PCR test. Understand this. Anytime you hear figures about people so-called diagnosed with having COVID, if they're using that PCR test, and everyone still is, because that was the whole idea of using a fake test to begin with, so they could manipulate the numbers to put fear in your heart, too, so you'd be ready to roll up your sleeve and let them stick poison into your body through that vaccine needle. And that's another thing. Why isn't anybody complaining about that? You know, when you watch your mainstream media, during the course of the day, you're going to see hundreds of people sitting there and allowing strangers to stick needles in. Sticking a needle in a human body causes pain. Don't give me about crap about it doesn't. You don't feel anything. You're a friggin' liar then, probably. You know? Come on, we all feel what a mosquito bites is. Don't tell me you can't feel a big needle, much bigger than a needle-nosed mosquito, that's for sure. Don't tell me you can't feel that. You know, who are you trying to kid? They brainwash you into pretending, oh, it doesn't hurt. And they brainwash you into accepting another human being sticking a hurtful thing into your body. Needles are hurtful, you know? We're not supposed to have needles stuck in our body, you know? Why are you going along with this? For some people, it's really torture, agonizing torture. You know, there's plenty of pictures out there of little children like they're in agony when a doctor sticks a needle in them. And we're supposed to go along with this sham? Of course, we've been brainwashed our whole freaking lives. As children, you know, we've been brought to the doctors, they've been sticking needles into us, and we're told we're supposed, this is good for us. This is a bunch of crap. No one should be sticking a needle into anybody. Real healthcare has nothing to do with this. Vaccines are bad science. You know, people, you need to speak up. You need to get an education. You need to stand up for your rights. Your body is your temple. How dare you let somebody desecrate it by, sticking a needle causing you pain, sticking it and injecting poisons into your bloodstream. What do you think's in the vaccine? Nothing but poisons. There's nothing good in the vaccine. It's all bad shit. And some quack doctor 100 years ago or more, you know, they thought that this is going to boost your immune system. These were a bunch of ignorant cavemen, beyond stupid, dumber than dumb, you know? Mad scientists, we could call them, because they had this crazy idea that they thought of some way to boost your immune system. Well, they were totally wrong. It's been a con game for over 100 years, you know? And, of course, that's how the New World Order works, you know? They don't do it in one generation. They do it on a long-term plan, and they concocted this whole crazy thing up over 100 years ago. And if you go, just go on Twitter, and you'll see people are constantly bringing up the information. You know, it was the Rockefellers, it was the other families, and they were pushing this fake science, this bad science with sticking needles in people and vaccines and all this other crap that has nothing to do with real health cuts. They were beginning to promote that over 100 years ago. And then back in the 1930s, they went in for the big kill, Big Pharma, went in for the big kill, and they found ways to make all the real herbal remedies pretty much illegal, just about all of them. I mean, thankfully, we can still get something like colloidal silver, you know? I take it and use it when necessary. You should, too. You want to get 1,100 parts per million. There's a free commercial for anybody who manufactures colloidal silver. 1,100 parts per million. Can cure hundreds of things. You know, hey, this is an educational show. This is Connect the Dots Radio show on the BBS Radio Network. And next week, as I said, it's going to be video radio here on Connect the Dots. You don't want to miss out. You want to be part of it because radio is going to be so much more interesting when there's a video, you know, an entertaining video going on behind the commentary. And it's happening next week. Same BBS radio network, same BBS radio show here, Connect the Dots. Hey, this is Connect the Dots. I'm your host, Tom Innocent. That's right. It is my real name. And you want to tell all your friends about it and get ready for it, you know? And call up BBS Radio and find out exactly how to connect the dots with the new video radio. Sure, if you want to just listen to the radio show, that's fine too. But why miss out on the video? And like I said, if you don't think I'm great at putting videos together, you know, or find my videos entertaining, prove it to yourself. Hey, I got 25 YouTubes out there now. I tell everybody the best way to start with my YouTubes to be entertain yourself is just go to the Google bar and go, are you the partying kind? That's right. Are you the partying? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. You can just put it in the Google bar or whatever your your main pages, and it'll come up. At least, you know, on the computer I work with, it's Google Play. I mean, Google Chrome. And Google Play, well, that's where you can buy my book. You want to download my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And I recommend this for everybody. If you want to be a more educated person, you know, yeah, I have a lot of great things in that book, and that was the whole purpose of the book, to educate people about what's going on behind the scenes, educate you about the hidden reality of total reality. I've got pictures to back it up, you know? Real pictures You know, what goes bump in the night? Well, these things don't go bump in the night. They're actually silent. But there's a lot of things happening at night that leave light trails that normal vision, you can't see them because I guess they're vibrating too fast. But the camera will pick them up. That's right. You don't need a multi-million-dollar camera. All these photographs that I took, 35-millimeter film, that are in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, simply done with a B setting on a regular camera. That's it. And, you know, I picked up pictures of things I didn't know they were there. And you wouldn't know they're there either, and you still don't know they're there. But if you want to find out what's there at night, spinning around, they're probably there in the daytime too, but it's almost impossible to capture them on film during the day because the sunlight blocks out. It's, the light trails being left are low candle power, if you know what low candle power means. And anything low candle power gets obliterated when the sunlight comes up. Hey, this is BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is live. I'm talking to you live from New York City. Hey, it's a full moon. You know, don't go out and look at it now, but wait till the show's over and then go out and look at it. It's a full moon out there. You know, full moons are powerful. They make the dogs howl, you know. People turn into wolfmans, all kinds of things. You know, another word, Luna refers to the word moon also, you know. That's why people that are affected by the moon are called lunatics. That's right. Yeah, you know, there's a little obvious connection there. In fact, a little bit of information. Hey, this is an educational show. You know, over there in England, there for a while there, a number of years, you could go to court and plead a defense of lunacy, really, that you went out and committed your crime because it was a full moon and you couldn't help yourself. And that was a legal defense in England. Can you believe that? Well, it was for a while. Not anymore, but it was for a while. And the moon has effect. It pulls the water on the tides, you know. That's right. It has a gravitational effect on the water, and that's what creates the tides. You know, there are some parts of America where I believe the change in tide is something like 25, 26 feet. Can you believe that? That the ocean could... along the coastline of North America, in some places, the ocean can drop 25, 26 feet and then come back up again in a 24-hour cycle. Well, hey, the moon does things like that. It's the power of gravitational pull. And could there be any truth to lunacy? Yeah, well, you know what? Your brain is 70% water. That's right. So water, you know, gravity can pull on water. So if the water in your brain is getting pulled up by the moon, it might cause your thinking to be a little different. So it's not that crazy after all, you know, the idea that the moon can make people crazy. There's a little science behind it. It's the power of the moon. Well, now that we all know that, let's moon on. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You know, if you've got a phone, you can participate. That's right. You don't have to have a mask. You don't have to social distance. You don't have to have a vaccine card that says you were a dummy to get vaccinated, have poison injected into your body. I mean, really, who do you think's better at creating your immune system? The godly creator who created the human body, invented it, conceived of it, or some quack doctor who thinks by putting in poison into your body, he can boost your immune system? I mean, need some common sense. Hey, anyhow, the number here is 888-6-5-5-5. 877-672-7008. That's right. If you have a phone, you can participate. That's it. And what can I say? Well, what can you say? Hey, this is an educational radio show. This you're going to hear stuff here that you never heard before. I hope everybody knows about crystals. That's right. We're talking. I'm talking about quartz crystals. That's right. You buy them at a gem store. You can buy them at. Look it up. Google it. Learn about crystals. You know, crystals are a real consciousness. I believe it's of the second dimension. But crystals have some attributes that even humans don't have. A clear quartz crystal can tune into every frequency of every dimension in the universe. Can you say you can do that? And storing information, crystals are the ultimate computers outside of your brain, you know. Crystals can store so much astronomical amount of information that can be stored in a single crystal. And the ones with the striations, look that up, on the side, you know, in case you're not aware, all crystals that grow naturally are hexagonal. They have six sides to them, and their face, you know, the pointed face with, that comes to a point and creates the face. Where the six sides come together and the largest plane of the six sides coming together is referred to as the face. Yeah, and if you have a triangle etched into a face of a single termination generator crystal, single termination means there's the six sides come together to a point creating six faces. The largest face is usually referred to as the face. And if you have a triangle etched into a face on a big crystal like that, sometimes referred to as a Lemurian crystal, you have a special crystal that has more knowledge in that crystal than the universe itself. That's right. You know, astronomical, or we'll say the solar system itself, okay? Or the galaxy itself in one crystal. That's right. That's how much information can be stored in that. And that is my favorite crystal. I do have a Lemurian crystal with the triangle etched in the face and the striations on every side, on each of the six sides. And there's others that have crystals like that too. Hey, if you got a Lemurian crystal with a triangle etched into the face of the crystal, call in and we'll talk about it. You know, maybe yours will match, be similar to mine. But these are tools of the future. These are the computers of the future. I mean, of course, they're being used right now as computers and storage information pieces. Living storage. Yeah, crystals are living. You know, they're not like humans. You know, they don't have legs and arms and mouths and nose and ear, but they communicate energetically with the human body. Crystal can be very helpful to your body. That's right. You want to boost up the energy of your chakras, get a clear quartz crystal ball. Proper size, you can roll it between the palms of your hands to warm it up, and then you find an exercise book of working with crystals, and it'll explain to you how you can put it over each one of your seven major chakras and roll the crystal ball around and energize it. Do it. You'll feel it. Crystals are really great health tools. Meanwhile, if you're worried about dealing with this COVID thing, you know, again, hey, this is an educational show. Vitamins, vitamin D, zinc, C. You know, these are helpful things that will help your body stay strong, you know? Forget about the vaccine. The vaccine is only going to weaken you, and it might kill you, and it might harm you. All kinds of long-term side effects that they're not even talking about, you know? Unfortunately, we don't get to ask these lying propaganda scientists the key questions, because if we did, they wouldn't have answers, because they're nothing but a bunch of propaganda puppets out there in front of the TV camera, reading off the teleprompter screen like good little puppets so they can collect their big paycheck, and they misuse their authority credentials to do that. But what do they care? They're getting paid big money to do that, to lie to you. They don't give a crap about you. You know? They're getting paid money to stand in front of the TV camera and just read whatever on the teleprompter and then take their paycheck. They haven't a clue what's going on. I guarantee, I defy any doctor to seriously talk to me and try to tell me about health care. I never went to med school, but I've self-educated myself since since I was a teenager, I started to educate myself. Started with vitamins, and one thing led to another. And I guarantee you, there probably isn't a doctor on the face of this planet that can talk to me about how a human body operates. And I'll have the last word, believe me. And I'll prove to any one of them that even dares try that when I ask you the key questions, you're not going to have answers for it. Because you didn't learn through healthcare at college. I don't care how many years you went to college. Because colleges do not teach real healthcare. The information has been floating around. There's a lot of it floating around now, and anybody can give themselves a better health education by themselves. No point in going to college. All the information is out there ready. Well, not all of it. Most of it is. I can't wait to this thing coming called the event. I've talked about it before. The event is when the Galactic Federation of Light, the Galactic Confederation, they're landing. They're representing 52 star nations, you know, from other suns, you know. Our sun is a star, you know, the sun. The earth revolves around the sun. The sun, what we call the sun, is a star. That's right. And all those other points of light out in the sky, they are stars. With the exception of the moon, you know, and occasionally Venus pops up in the sky like a star, too, and some of the other planets, if you know how to pick them out. But basically, most of the lights out that we can see at nighttime sky, they're stars. And so we're talking about nations, races of creatures, humanoid creatures, from 52 different star nations. They're from planets that revolve around other stars. And they make up the Galactic Federation, or the GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light. And they are going to land on our planet before 2025, because that's the cutoff time to do this. And they are committed to doing this, and they will land before 2025 at something called the event. You know, and they're going to announce it the day before or 2 days before, whatever, however they decide to do that. And then they're going to land and look at us face to face. And it's going to be a rude awakening for some people, and it's going to be a joyous awakening for others. So it's going to happen. There's no stopping it. It's like cut in stone at this point. We just don't know the exact date. And, of course, the exact date is being played out as to how they're dealing with getting ready for the final annihilation of the dark forces. You know, this has turned into a military operation, unfortunately, because the dark side does not want to give up. They don't want to repent of their wicked ways, and they don't want to give up. So it's become a military operation. It's going to happen, and we don't have to worry about it, because our galactic brothers and sisters who want peace and want the dark side removed from our world and who are doing it of their own volition to help us as good neighbors. And so it's just a matter of time. It's amazing that these dark forces, you know, how friggin' stupid are they? They can't win. They're outnumbered. They're outgunned. They're known. The good guys know where they're hiding. There's no cave deep enough that they can run away. The escape routes have been cut off. They can't teleport themselves away to another galaxy and escape because everything is being watched and monitored at this point. And it's just a matter of time. It will be a new Earth as soon as this event happens, because as they're on the day of the event, when they land, there'll also be an energy whoosh that's going to come over our world, and it's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all life and matter on our planet. I can't wait. Everybody's going to be rejuvenated, plus our galactic brothers and sisters, they're bringing real health care with things called med beds and tachyon chambers, which are pyramids, basically, frame pyramids with a crystal bed that you can lay on in the center. And everything will be healed with frequency. That's right, and light. Light. You know, light can kill any virus. The guy invented the Rife microscope, R-I-F-E. Look it up, you know. That info floats around on the Internet once in a while. Look it up. He discovered that any virus, and you know, COVID and all the variants, any one of them can be eliminated with the energetical frequency. You simply find out the frequency of what you're looking to eliminate, and you send out a similar pulse, and like an opera singer shattering glass by hitting the high C note or extremely high vibrating sound, shatters it. And that, you know, this is known. This was known over 100 years ago, you know. Everybody's been dumbed down and been stupefied. Why don't you know this? Why aren't you complaining? Give us the real cure. It's got nothing to do with vaccines. Vaccines are bad science. And I could prove that any day to any doctor anywhere. But I'm not going to get the opportunity to do that because mainstream media don't allow people, truth tellers like me, to go talk on their networks. So be it. Hey, that's why I have my own radio show, so I can speak the truth, and I don't have to ask anybody's permission for it. Well, I got to say, hey, look forward to the future. We're going to work our way out of this dilemma we're in now, that the politicians, the crooked politicians, the bribe-taking politicians, and the evil government people have put us into, the New World Order no-gooders. And we're going to work our way out of this, and our galactic brothers and sisters are going to help us. The event is not that far away. Meantime, we need to have a little fun. So look, the show is coming to an end now. Tell all your friends to tune in next week and go on BBS Radio and find out how to hook up to the video feature that will be with my radio show every week starting next week. You don't want to be left out because I put together some of the best videos anybody has ever put together, and I've got the videos out there to prove it already. Hey, when the show's over, go out on the Google bar, Google Chrome, and just key in the words, "Are you the party in kind?" P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe in kind. Are you the party in kind? Now we're coming to the end of the show, and we're going to end it here on Connect the Dots like I always do. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, "Are You the Party in Kind?" followed by my anthem, "I Gotta Be Somebody." I gotta be somebody. You probably want to be somebody too. It's my anthem. "I Gotta Be Somebody" could be your anthem too. But those two things are going to take out the show, and if you want to see the video on it, hey, they're on YouTube right now. And along with 25 videos, music videos, all original stuff, I have out there on YouTube. And so I'm going to do the countdown now, let the music take you out, and go tell everyone you know to be ready for next week to be part of this new feature, Video Radio. Just when you thought there was nothing new, here it comes, Video Radio, next week. 10 p.m. Pacific Time, BBS Radio Station 1, Video Radio. Okay. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.